We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Field Yates of ESPN. We love talking with Field. It's almost football season, Field. How pumped are you?
Guys, I can't wait. And I think it's probably, you know, useful when you can play to the home crowd of a radio interview that you're doing, but I mean this sincerely.
Yeah.
There's no team I'm more looking forward to next year than the Cleveland Browns. It is going to be absolutely electric every single Sunday that they play a home game in Cleveland this year.
I could think of one team you're more excited about than the Browns, I'm predicting. Your fantasy team, when you take on Matthew Berry and prove that he's a fraud.
Okay, I love it. Okay, I was like, where is he going to go with
yeah.
this one? But I absolutely concur on that one. Yes. Can't wait for the Sundays. Of fantasy mayhem and madness and sometimes heartbreak, but mostly mm-hmm. just jubilation.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be an awesome year, guys. I really can't wait. Only 50 days until the Packers and the Bears get things going, which is really exciting.
You know, staying with the fantasy question briefly here, you know, we were talking earlier about how the Patriots, you know, they have a lot of great fantasy players because you never know each week they sort of game plan for a different team. It could be a different running back or a different yeah. receiver that sort of steps up. And the Browns are in a unique spot because they have so many talented weapons on offense, and we saw some things that Freddie Kitchens did last year in terms of his game planning, where, you know, 1 week one guy would be more involved, the next week it could change. Do you think that the Browns, I mean, obviously Odell Beckham will be a star and Baker would be a good player to have as a quarterback, but do you think that the other guys on the Browns, like a Chubb or a Duke Johnson, could be good fantasy pickups or could be kind of hit or miss?
Yeah, Chubb is going to be an absolute stud this year as well. Now, the sort of variable with Nick Chubb is just that what happens when Kareem Hunt is eligible to play again after serving his 8-game suspension? Does it become a work share in the backfield? Does it become that Kareem Hunt is sort of the change of pace back? And, you know, I don't think I need to remind Browns fans how much Duke Johnson can do. Obviously, Duke wants an expanded role, but I think that Browns fans probably want an expanded role for Duke Johnson out of the gates this season as well. One of the most, at least talented, if not prolific, pass-catching backs in the NFL. But I think from a fantasy standpoint, it's obviously Baker. It's obviously Odell. I think to a degree, Jarvis Landry, yes. And Nick Chubb is the guy that you lock in as real studs that you're going to rely upon going forward.
Field, obviously the Browns are getting a ton of conversation. Most people excited. Some people kind of looking for the negative. And when you look at the things that can go wrong, obviously, you know, it's first-time head coach, new coordinators to the team, you know, you got to learn how to win, right? That's part of it. Is there anything in terms of the talent, any position group that has you a little concerned with the Browns?
Not a major concern anywhere for the Browns roster. You know, I think some of it is that it's like I always tell people, like the only way you get experience is by getting experience, which sounds sort of ridiculous, but you know, you have to go through a little bit before we understand what you are made of as a team or as an individual. I think the Browns are pretty much rock solid at all the essential spots. The secondary has a lot of the right pieces. I'll be interested to see how some of it meshes together. You know, Morgan Burnett stepping in to a role in the secondary that maybe is going to be, you know, most importantly led by his leadership. But there's not a major area for concern. I suppose the offensive line will be the focal point of the preseason position group to watch. But I tend to think, given 5 or so weeks to get ready, that group could be good enough. And Baker is so nimble and able to navigate the pocket that he'll probably cover up some of the mistakes that the offensive line might make on occasion during the season.
Field, what are you hearing on Duke Johnson and his wanting to not be here, wanting a trade?
Yeah, guys, I think it's pretty, you know, it's as much as it might make sense for a team to trade for Duke Johnson. You know, the Browns aren't exactly, you know, glittering with, you know, like they're not super deep at running back for the first 8 weeks of the season. You know, week 12, if you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt both playing, that's obviously an incredibly talented duo. But out of the gates, I think there's a lot of value there for Duke Johnson, and it's a good running back contract. Like, he's worth the money that he is being paid, and I understand he's frustrated. We kind of got the message, I thought, loud and clearly from Freddie Kitchens about, you know, I think it was the line about, you know, I want to win the lottery. You know, Duke wants to get traded, and I want to win the lottery. Now, things can change dramatically during preseason. You know, last year, Adrian Peterson was without a job until about 2 weeks into the start of training camp, and next thing you know, he becomes a very productive runner for the Redskins. But I think right now the mentality in Cleveland is we need this guy, and we need to keep him because he's an important part of our offense, specifically from a depth standpoint.
We're talking with Field Yates of ESPN, NFL season right around the corner, training camp beginning for the teams in the Hall of Fame game, obviously. This week, the Browns begin training camp next Thursday. Field, Tyreek Hill situation remains undetermined. We talked about it last hour. I'm very angry about that. I'm hearing rumors that he might not get a heavy suspension. I don't know how he's not suspended for a minimum of 8 games with his past history and what's happened here. Have you heard anything? Are we close to a resolution here at all?
You know, there was a belief that that this situation would be maybe not resolved, but that we'd have some progress before training camp. And obviously, we're about a week away from training camp, so I think that we can probably start to look at some sort of clarity within the next week. We know the NFL, you know, oftentimes announces punishments or lack thereof on Fridays. So I think every Friday between now and when the Chiefs report to training camp is an important one. Don't want to speculate too much on possible length for a Tyreek Hill suspension. I think the one thing that's important to keep in mind is there's a lot of information involved in these situations. And I know personally, I don't have all of the pertinent facts to know for sure how the NFL is going to rule. I think there was a time when many viewed it as a formality that he would receive a suspension. I don't know where we're at right now, but I think that we're getting close to a decision one way or the other.
Will the Cowboys pay Zeke Elliott?
I don't think so right now. I think that there's too many other players on that roster that are either more sensible targets or more urgent targets to pay. I think there's a couple of factors here. And I'm not saying that running backs can no longer get paid. They can. They can, and they have, and they continue. They will continue to. But circumstantially, I think that when teams are pinched, they're not going to move mountains to make sure the running back is paid at the top of the market. Right now, the Cowboys, as we know, have Prescott, Amari Cooper, Byron Jones to eventually pay. If you pay Zeke Elliott right now at the top of the market, it might come at the expense of keeping somebody else. He's got 2 years left on his contract, and I know that the most recent off-field incident looks like it's been handled. He won't face any discipline from the NFL, but like there's a certain accountability that Zeke Elliott still needs to show some people in the court of sort of outside football world, not just in the court of public opinion. I think that the Cowboys are probably prioritizing, and I would say wisely so, Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. I think the two players that play the more irreplaceable position than running back. I think there's too many good running backs in the NFL to make sure that Zeke Elliott is wrapped up before either Dak Prescott or Amari Cooper.
We're chatting with Field Yates of ESPN. Field, the AFC North is obviously tough. The Ravens won the division last year, but they got a rookie quarterback, obviously, or a second-year quarterback, much like the Browns do. The Steelers, no Antonio Brown this year. Even the Bengals are not a terrible team, certainly, if they could stay healthy with Green and Dalton. How do you see the AFC North shaking out?
Yeah, I think it's probably, to me, it's the Browns and the Steelers sort of jockeying for that pole position. I don't have as much confidence in them, and not that you thrust it, a ton of confidence in the Bengals, but, I think that the Bengals, they could be a team that I think could really stumble out of the gates and have a long year in Cincinnati. Okay. I think the Browns and the Steelers have the two most talented rosters on paper. The game is not played on paper, insert every other cliche. But I do believe that, for Cleveland, the hesitation in crowning them beyond the fact that the season has to be played is, as I was referencing earlier, it's until you see it, right?
Yeah.
Until you see it for yourself, you kind of want to hedge a little bit. Now, the Steelers have made it clear that this offseason's theme of addition by subtraction is going to lead to reparations of their success. If it doesn't, it's a fascinating wrinkle. Really interesting to see what would happen if they regress this year without Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. We're going to ask a lot of questions about this team going forward. But those teams, I understand that the Ravens won the division last year, but the Browns and the Steelers feel like the two teams that I have the most confidence in going into this season.
I don't know if you saw it yesterday. There was, I can't even remember who put it out. We were talking about it yesterday, but it was the coach rankings in the NFL, and obviously Belichick was number one, but Sean McVay was number six, and some people, I guess, had a problem with that. I think Pete Carroll was two, and Jim Mora was three. What do you think about that? I like the. I don't know if you saw it. I like this list. I thought it was right on the money with the top five or six. What do you think? Who do you think is the best coach in the NFL besides Belichick?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of like, you know, we just have like one tier and then everybody else,
yeah.
Right? It's like you get the Belichick and then it's kind of a rotation amongst who's going to be the best team. It's kind of like how, you know, sort of like the blue bloods of college basketball are year to year. Like there's like five or six or seven that are all, you know, programs you trust and like, yep, one of them's going to emerge. If I had to pick a number two coach, it would probably be Sean Payton. Offensive, obviously, you know, acumen speaks for itself, but has shown himself to be a really good manager of 53 players in a roster on Sundays. But I think it's sort of a second tier that includes Sean Payton. I think anybody who's won a Super Bowl is going to be included there, and fairly so. You know, Doug Peterson, I think Mike Tomlin will be discussed at times. Just because, you know, these guys have been there. Pete Carroll, they've won at the highest of levels. I think Sean Payton is the one that sticks out to me, and I think that Andy Reid is also right up there as well as two of the best. Sean McVay.
Who is your favorite to win the Super Bowl right now? Is it New England again?
I think it's. I sort of have my eyes on. I really feel like three teams and maybe four. I think four teams that I kind of am locking in on right now: the Saints, the Eagles in the AFC, and then the Patriots and Chiefs in the AFC. I know that's probably not the answer people are looking for right now.
That's fine.
I think just, you know, on July 17th, yeah, a little bit more to see and learn about these teams. I feel a little bit more comfortable sort of putting it into a quadrant as opposed to a singular option or answer for the AFC or NFC favorites. Those guys just feel to me, or those teams feel to me, like the best bets. You know, there's a deference that goes, and I think in every sport, unless the team had, you know, significant attrition on the roster to the incumbent champion, to the Patriots, and they've been there, done that, right? They're there almost every year. But I feel like those are sort of the teams that I have right now as my core four.
Field, last thing. I am convinced that Rob Gronkowski will play for the Patriots at some point this season. Am I nuts?
Well, good question.
I don't think he's going to play, but it also wouldn't surprise me at all, right? I mean, it's, your body feels a certain way as you're getting ready for training camp. It might feel a lot different after 8 weeks of watching your teammates out there on the field, right? And you might, the itch might be a little bit different when you don't have to go through the grueling days of August heat, no matter what city you play in, and, you know, the long days, the meetings, the staying in a, you know, not in your own house, whether you're staying at a hotel or whether you're staying at a college campus. It might just be that, you know, come Thanksgiving, Rob Gronkowski, who still has, you know, basically his roots in New England and still very much a prominent force in the New England area, say to himself, you know something? It will be pretty sweet to strap the helmet back on, and I don't know about save the day, because I don't think they're going to be in a terrible spot without Gronk, but I think, it, you know, there is some logic behind it. If I had to guess one yes or no, I think no, but then again, it's, you know, back to my July 17th. World Emoji Day answer is a lot different than my Thanksgiving answer.
Fair enough. Field, great stuff as always. I assume we'll see you at training camp at some point, will we?
I hope so, guys. Yeah. I would love to. Like I said, I can't wait to see what Cleveland has in store for this season, and I know the training camp will be exciting as well.
Sounds good. Yeah, Keep up the great work,
thanks,
Field.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.